People in our world are living in spiritual darkness, but the light of Jesus Christ is never dim. In this episode, a testimony of rebirth is told. Perhaps it bears witness with your heart. After all, this is your story.
Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? Father in heaven above, all of my sins you erased. You saved me from a life of misery and rewrote my history. This is my story, and to you be the honor and glory, y'all.
Resurrected, born again, no longer a slave of this world I'm living in. Broke the chains that held me down, I've been set free, so let me testify.
Let's pray. Lord, we just ask that you would be with Bethany as she shares her story of transformation. In Jesus' name, amen. Bethany, your story of transformation evolves over a 10-year period, and it includes severe depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and demonic attacks. You believe that the enemy of humanity had an assignment against your life. But for those who may not believe that the demonic is real, what would you say to them?
From a young age, I had experiences that I could not put into words where I felt evil presences. And in this world, we have our five senses, but I know that we also have spiritual senses. And I know that it is real. The enemy also likes to make us think that our thoughts are our own, when in fact, I know that's not true. Our thoughts come from not just ourselves, but from outside sources, which can be God or the devil. When the devil is speaking to you, it's always a lie. The battlefield is in the mind. If the enemy can get you to destroy your mind, he can get you to destroy yourself and others around you. And that's his one assignment. And I experienced that so much when I was younger, that I wanted to kill myself. I was raised in a Christian home and raised to believe the basic doctrines of Jesus, that he died for my sins and I could receive forgiveness if I believed in him and repented for my sins. And I've believed in hell and heaven. I would go to church with my parents every Sunday, and I would also go to Sunday school where we would learn about Jesus and the Bible stories. I remember not really taking much interest, and I would only memorize Bible verses just so I could get the prize or the candy. I didn't really care at all about the actual content that I was learning. And a lot of the time I was just bored, and I wasn't able to engage. The community at my church was not very supportive, and I a lot of the time felt quite isolated and alone.
You were brought up in a very good home. It was a Christian home. But how you thought about yourself was not what one would expect. What did you think?
I had very high standards for myself, was very hard on myself. And if I didn't do as well as I thought I should have, I immediately thought of myself as a failure and unworthy. I remember my dad being absent a lot. He moved, when I was in high school, across the country to take a job. And I remember feeling just really lonely and isolated and not knowing how to open up to how I was feeling. I didn't even have the words to describe what I was going through. But I would say that what I experienced was this deep loneliness and not being able to also emotionally connect with my father. I think that played a huge role into why I felt this deep loneliness and inability to believe in myself or love myself.
Now, being raised in a Christian home, you were very familiar with the Christian faith, but it didn't mean much to you until you were around the age of 15, and you asked your sister to assist you in making a personal decision. What decision did you make?
I was struggling at the time with increasing depression and anxiety, and it was suffering. And I knew that I needed Jesus because of that. I didn't feel that I had a need for him before, but as the depression and anxiety increased, I felt that I wanted to call on Jesus because I knew he was the answer. I grew up in a home where I was taught to believe that Jesus loved me. And even though I never pursued him in the past, I knew that he was the answer. I didn't know how, but I knew that he loved me from an intellectual standpoint, but I really wanted to experience that in my heart. And I think because I was going through all of those things, I was searching for his love. I came to my sister and I told her, I've actually never made a conscious decision to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I've never repented for my sins and accepted his forgiveness. And I want to do that. I want to have a relationship with Jesus. So she led me through the steps of accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And from repenting from my sins, I knew that I was not good and I didn't deserve his love, but out of his kindness, he loved me by dying for me. And I really wanted to understand that because I did feel the conviction of never actually wanting to change.
Now, when you made that decision, did you sense at that moment with your sister peace, joy?
Actually, I didn't feel anything. It was more like I had this deep hunger and desire that I didn't really have before. I just felt like I had this greater desire to know Jesus, to talk to him and communicate with him. And that was something that stood out to me in that moment. And knowing that spiritually it was happening, even though I couldn't feel it, but I believed in faith that I had made the right choice in following Jesus.
You knew that God was good, but the bad that was happening seemed to get worse. How so?
After I graduated high school, I really wanted to start over, so I thought that moving with my parents across to the other side of the country, and I thought that if I moved there, I would feel different. I started working and then I entered into nursing school a little bit after that. That's when I experienced the series of traumatic events in my life. I got really sick and I ended up in the hospital because of the sickness. And after that, it was a traumatic time for me, being very, very sick with this rare illness. And I remember getting attacked demonically and feeling so vulnerable and weak. And I experienced a lot of panic attacks and post-traumatic stress from that. And then there was another time where I had started working in my job and something happened to me in my workplace that caused a severe emotional and a mental psychological trauma where I ended up having an emotional breakdown and would experience a lot of nightmares and demonic attack from that specific incident that happened to me. And I remember feeling like I couldn't continue on in my life because of how debilitated I was from what happened to me. When I was going through the emotional breakdown, I experienced very intrusive thoughts that said, "You're going to die. There's something wrong with you, with your heart." I don't know why it was my heart, but because my heart was beating really fast. This thought came into my mind that said that I had some type of heart condition, which I know isn't true. It was just the panic and the thoughts that entered my mind where I was really scared, and because I experienced a lot of nightmares from that specific episode, I was scared to go to sleep, because when I would sleep, that's when I would experience these horrific things, like me going to hell, or me seeing something really demonic, or a lot of fear and torment. And at one point, I literally thought, I was so sleep deprived that I literally thought I was in hell. And that's the point you get when you believe such a lie is ridiculous, because that's obviously not reality. But that was my state of mind. I became delusional in ways where I would believe horrible things were happening to me. If you could describe, it was paranoia, fear, torment, and this deep despair and brokenness.
Did you ever come to the point where you attempted to take your life?
I never attempted to take my life, but I had thoughts of wanting to kill myself. And I had a point where I was starting to think of ways that I could end my life. I never created a plan, but those thoughts became more and more frequent as the more I experienced the severity of the depression.
There came a turning point, for you had been deconstructing your faith as you're trying to understand what was happening. And you thought if you went away to a school and learn more, things could change. Where did you go and what happened when you got there?
I decided that I wanted to go to this Bible school in California where my sister had previously gone. I knew that I was so broken and filled with so much pain. I needed something. And I wanted to know what my purpose was and what my faith meant to me. And even though I tried at home, I felt that the only way was to lay everything down and pursue Jesus. And so I made that decision to go there. But as soon as I came to California, all of the depression and the anxiety that I was experiencing intensified to this level I had never experienced. It was so severe, and I would experience panic attacks not just once in a while, but it was as if I went into complete survival mode. It was fight or flight syndrome all the time. I would have panic attacks that would last for months, and I wasn't able to function. I stopped eating, I stopped sleeping. Instead of feeling numb, I felt torment. I start to feel things, but the only things that I felt were this deep brokenness, despair, all those horrible things. I can't even describe it. It was just tormenting.
All these attacks are happening, but you're looking at your fellow student body. And as you're looking at them, you're seeing something happen in their lives. Something was changing. There was a supernatural work that was happening, and that really bothered you. Why?
Yeah, I was seeing people around me experience the love of God in powerful ways. I saw miracles happen before my own eyes, signs and wonders, and people getting healed from their mental illnesses, or someone getting healed from a sickness that they were experiencing. And I wasn't able to access any of that for some reason. I couldn't even feel anything close to the love of God. And so at that point, I started to believe, wow, God really doesn't love me. And I started to believe that he rejected me and abandoned me, and that he was actually not good. I couldn't persuade myself that he was a good God, because why is he doing it for other people and he's not doing it for me? Why am I suffering still for so long when everyone is receiving so much victory and breakthrough?
Now, at that time, your parents wanted you to come home because they believed that you weren't getting the support that you needed. So you came back home, but then the Lord told you to go back to school. And so you obeyed, you went, and you actually got a therapist that really began to help you. But it was then that your miracle happened. Describe it for me.
After starting medication and going through trauma therapy and being literally at the end of myself, at my breaking point where I was desperately trying to do anything, and I was reading my Bible, I was declaring scriptures over myself, even though it felt like nothing was working, I was doing everything I could and just hanging on to a thread of hope, but not really believing that God could actually heal me and deliver me from what I was going through. At this point, there was 2 weeks left of school, and I thought all my time there had been wasted. I had sacrificed time, money, and support from my family to be in this place. But I finally encountered God, because He is always faithful. He's always moving, even when we don't see it or believe it. And the defining moment for me was when He appeared to me in a dream. And that's when I met the Holy Spirit, because at the beginning of the year, I didn't really know who the Holy Spirit was. Growing up, we didn't talk about the Holy Spirit much in church, and He was a little bit foreign to me. I didn't really know what His role was in my heart. It was more I understood who He was from an intellectual standpoint, but I didn't actually know what it was like to experience His joy and His peace. And in this dream, he literally introduced Himself to me, and He said, "I'm the Holy Spirit, and I'm your comforter, I'm your guide, and I'm your teacher." And He also emphasized joy, and that He brings me joy. And the joy that I experienced was literally out of this world, because you cannot find joy on this earth like what I was experiencing. And in that moment, I felt that all these things were breaking off of me. After He introduced Himself to me in the dream, I woke up and I was praising and worshiping and thanking Him. And I was laughing, and I was laughing at all the lies that I had believed about myself and about God, and just seeing how God's love transformed me in that moment. He transformed me in that moment because of His love and His joy for me. Not that I did anything to earn it or deserve it, but because that's who He is and that's His grace. He literally picked me up out of the darkness and placed me into His light when it seemed nothing could help and I couldn't fix myself. He did it for me, and He restored all the joy that I had lost. For 10 years, He restored the joy that the enemy stole from me.
And that was your moment of freedom.
Yes.
Now, a short time later, you had another dream, and after that dream, something clicked inside of you. What was that?
Yeah, a few days later, I had another dream where I encountered the Lord. And in that dream, I said this statement. I said, "I'm His daughter." And in that exact moment, I knew exactly who I was. I was His child, and I was unconditionally loved and accepted by my Father. I just felt His love in such a powerful way, and it was like my identity, everything I came to this school, I got, and that I received in that moment, because that's the one thing the enemy doesn't want you to know. If it's your purpose and your identity, if you know what your purpose and identity, that is the worst thing for him. And experiencing that freedom and that joy, in that moment, I experienced the supernatural grace of God, where He literally picked me up out of the darkness and put me into His light. And I couldn't do that myself. I was totally at His mercy, and I didn't deserve His love, but He just loved me anyways, because that is who He is. So this is a painting that my friend and mentor of mine made for me at the end of the school year, and she was able to see the transformation from me in the state of being oppressed and depressed and anxious into this completely different person. And she said that she has never seen someone be so changed. And it's interesting because she said that she saw me literally be brought out of the darkness and into his light. And she said that she could see so much lightness and freedom for me. So this is a testimony of God's healing and powerful deliverance in my life. So one Bible verse that means so much to me and that I think encaptures my story and what Jesus did is in Jeremiah 29, verse 12. And it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity."
As you heard in Bethany's story, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us freedom, eternal life, and to restore our relationship with God. The pathway is to believe that Jesus died on a cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and then rose again the third day, breaking the power of sin. All you need to do is confess your need for Him, ask for forgiveness, and you will be saved. If you are willing to make that choice, call our 24/7 prayer line at 1-866-273-4444.
If you want to learn more about the gospel of Jesus Christ and how it can transform your life, you can request a free Bible by calling toll-free 1-888-482-4253. You can begin your journey with Christ now.
Jesus is my best friend. He's my joy and my peace, and He's the only one who understands fully what I went through, and He is my Lord and my Savior. I'm submitted to Him, and He's just the joy of my life. I love Him so much.